Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation successful implementation of three new criminal laws in Chandigarh today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions in New Delhi this morning. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls for national security filters for economic decisions, including those relating to investment. India records 45% surge in FDI to $29.79 billion from April to September this year. Khelo India identifies 2,781 athletes across 21 sports and provides them essential support, says Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia. And India to take on Malaysia in semi-final of Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita, and Bharatiya Sakshi Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. The new criminal laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient, and adaptable to the needs of contemporary society. The theme of the program is Secure Society, Developed India, From Punishment to Justice. The program will demonstrate the practical application of these laws, demonstrating how they are already reshaping the criminal justice landscape. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil 16 transformative initiatives aimed at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. These initiatives span inclusivity, innovation, and technology, reinforcing the department's commitment to empowerment. Some of the key initiatives include the launch of the Kadam Knee Joint, Pathways to Access, Part 3, and the Braille Book Portal. The celebration aims to bring together diverse stakeholders to inspire societal change and reaffirm the vision of an inclusive society. Later in the day, President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to Odisha beginning today. During her visit, the President will unveil the new statue of Pandit Raghunath Murmu and visit Adim War Jarpa Jair in Bhuvaneshwar. She will also offer prayers at Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri. The President will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurved Mahavidyalaya and attend the Navy Day celebration and operational demonstration at the Blue Flag Beach. During her visit, the President will also attend the 40th convocation of the Odisha University of Agriculture and Technology in Bhuvaneshwar tomorrow. She will also inaugurate the new Judicial Court Complex at Bhuvaneshwar. The following day, President Murmu will interact with students, teachers and villagers at Rai Rangpur. On the last day of her visit, the President will lay foundation stone for various projects including Bangiri Posi Goru Mahisani, Bura Mara Chakulia and Badam Pahar Kendu Jhargarh Rail Lines, the Tribal Research and Development Centre in Rai Rangpur, Dant Bose Airport in Rai Rangpur, and the Subdivisional Hospital in Rai Rangpur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called for national security filters for economic decisions, including those relating to investment. Addressing the CII Partnership Summit in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, "We are increasingly in an era of leveraging, if not of weaponization." He said policymakers have to place national security filters when it comes to economic decisions. External Affairs Minister said caution must be exercised in trade as the nature of commerce and supply chains in the world is such that orthodox precautions are not always adequate.
The reality on the ground is that our economies and societies are closer linked than ever before. During periods of stress, it could be COVID, the Ukraine aftermath, or financial difficulties, we have actually stood together to our collective benefit. At times, currents of politics may seek to distance or even to disrupt. Obviously, challenges like terrorism cannot be overlooked. But the truth is that otherwise, departures from natural collaboration do have a cost. The viability is also a related issue.
Dr. Jaishankar's remarks come amid increasing global concerns over China's aggressive trade practices. The foreign direct investment, FDI, has witnessed tremendous growth of 45% to over $29 billion in April to September this year, as compared to the same period last year. According to Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, the main sectors of the economy that benefited from FDI include services, computer software and hardware, telecom, automobile, pharmaceuticals and chemicals. FDI inflows lead to higher investments and job creation in the economy along with better technology. FDI inflows for the second quarter from July to September also surged by 43% to $13.6 billion during the current financial year compared to the same quarter last financial year. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav outlined India's comprehensive efforts to combat land challenges such as degradation and desertification. He made this statement while delivering India's statement during the ministerial dialogue on drought resilience at COP16 of UN Convention to Combat Desertification in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia yesterday. The minister described India's journey as a transformative narrative of commitment, innovation and sustainable development. Mr. Yadav said India is addressing challenges such as food security and climate change and creating green jobs.
By addressing challenges such as food security and climate change, India is creating a green jobs and enhancing rural prosperity while building drought resilience. By pledging to restore degraded lands, enhance livelihoods and protect fragile ecosystem, we align our action with the sustainable development goals.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The government and the opposition parties reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at Parliament House yesterday. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that all party leaders have agreed to facilitate smooth run of Parliament.
हम सब मिलकर के पार्लियामेंट को अच्छा से चलाएं कि हमारा सांसद कैसे काम करते हैं इसलिए सुचारू रूप से पार्लियामेंट चलेगा ऐसा एग्री हुआ है और ऐसा ही चलेगा मुझे पूरा उम्मीद है और सबसे अपील है कि हम जो रिमेनिंग हमारा शीतकालीन सत्र का जो समय हमारे पास है हम अच्छी तरह से उपयोग करें
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Mumbai today. He will attend the Centenary Foundation Day of the Central Institute for Research on Cotton Technology as the chief guest and will also inaugurate the Centenary Pillar. In Bihar, the online computer-based test organized for recruitment of community health officers for 4,500 posts has been cancelled after widespread paper leaks and irregularities. Bihar State Health Society has informed the new dates of examination will be announced soon. The examinations were held on Sunday and Monday at 12 examination centres in Patna. Today is the 40th anniversary of the Bhopal gas tragedy, one of the world's deadliest industrial accidents. Various programmes, including an all-religion prayer meeting, will be organised on the occasion. Governor Mangubhai Patel will also attend the prayer meeting. Tributes will be paid to the gas victims who died in the Bhopal gas tragedy in the programme. In the last few years, the Ayushman Bharat scheme of the central government has made quality healthcare accessible to the victims of the gas tragedy. More from our correspondent.
On the instructions of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Ayushman cards are being made for Bhopal gas victims and their children. Till last month, Ayushman card of more than 20,000 gas victims have been made. As a result, gas victims are getting free treatment in 6 hospitals and 9 dispensaries operated under the Bhopal Gas Tragedy Relief and Rehabilitation Department as well as in all the contracted hospitals of the state. With the receipt of Ayushman card, treatment has also become easier for gas victims Chand Bhai and Mohammed Sabir.
गैस पीड़ितों के लिए आयुष्मान कार्ड जो बने हैं अब उससे ये होगा कि आदमी कहीं प्राइवेट में जहां भी उसकी मर्जी आएगी वो इलाज करा लेगा उससे ये फायदा है
कहीं भी आप इलाज करा सकते हो किसी भी बड़े हॉस्पिटल में अगर आपके पास पैसा नहीं है तो गरीब को मतलब एक सहायता मिली आयुष्मान की हो तो कोई दिक्कत ही नहीं है उसमें
ऑन द अदर हैंड अराउंड 4,406 गैस अफेक्टेड विडोज रिसीविंग सोशल सिक्योरिटी पेंशन फ्रॉम द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट आर बीइंग गिवन एन एडिशनल पेंशन ऑफ 1,000 रुपीज पर मंथ बाय भोपाल गैस रिलीफ डिपार्टमेंट इन एडिशन टू द पेंशन अमाउंट संजीव शर्मा आकाशवाणी News, Bhopal.
Around 2,000 ex-servicemen will be hired to impart training to NCC cadets in their academies. In an interview to Akashvani News, Director General of National Cadet Corps, Lieutenant General Gurbir Pal Singh said that NCC cadets are enthusiastically taking part in the Agniveer scheme. He said that the NCC is also giving training to cadets who want to join the army.
NCC cadets बढ़ चढ़कर अग्निवीर के अंदर हिस्सा ले रहे हैं हमारे एक तरह से अग्निवीर के लिए हम NCC cadets जो कि फौज में आना चाहे उसको हम NCC से हम उनको ट्रेनिंग देते हैं ताकि वो जब ट्रेनिंग के लिए जाए तो एक तरह से सेमी ट्रेंड तो जैसे मैंने बोला 10,000 लोग हमारे फौज में आते हैं मेजोरिटी अग्निवीर में है और दूसरी बात क्या है अग्निवीर से जो कैडेट 5 साल के बाद कोई दूसरा अपना करियर चुनना चाहे वो उसके पास ऑप्शन रहती है.
And now, from the world of sports, we have a big update coming in from Khelo India as well as from hockey, chess, football and kho-kho.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia has said the Khelo India scheme has identified 2,781 athletes across 21 sports, including para-athletics, and is providing them essential support as part of Khelo India Talent Development Program. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Mr. Mandavia said the support is provided in the form of coaching, equipment, medical care, and a monthly out-of-pocket allowance. Meanwhile, in other sports news, defending champions India will face Malaysia in the semi-final of the Men's Junior Asia Cup Hockey 2024 in Muscat, Oman today at 8:30 p.m. IST. India topped Pool A after an 8-1 victory over South Korea on Sunday. The other semi-final will feature Pakistan and Japan. The final will be played tomorrow. In the World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh and defending champion Ding Lian of China are tied at 3 points each and will face off in Game 7 of the 14-game series in Singapore. Both players need 4.5 more points to win the title. In the Indian Super League, Jamshedpur FC returned to winning ways with a 3-1 victory over Mohammedan SC at SRC Tata Sports Complex yesterday. And in Kho-Kho, Maharashtra dominated the Junior National Kho-Kho Championship with both the boys and girls teams claiming gold. The boys team secured their 19th consecutive win, while the girls clinched their 10th title in a row. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over southern India today. Kerala, Karnataka, Goa coast, Lakshadweep area, Gulf of Mannar and adjoining parts of Komoran area may experience squally weather today. Met Office has advised fishermen not to venture into these regions. IMD further predicted that there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over northwest, central and east India during the next 2 to 3 days. Minimum temperature over West India is likely to remain the same during the next 4 to 5 days. Moreover, in Delhi NCR, smog and shallow moderate fog is expected in the night and morning hours. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. Newspapers have widely noticed the developments in the parliament. Both houses are set to function from today after Speaker Birla meets floor leaders. Hindustan Times headlines, deadlock ends, debate on constitution next week. The Asian Age writes, government opposition break deadlock, may let parliament run from today. The Pioneer writes, NCR in grab for grip till December 5. As speculation continues over selection of chief minister in Maharashtra, the Tribune reports BJP deputes Sitaraman Rupani to oversee selection of Maharashtra CM. And finally, all that sparkles is not a diamond. The Hindu Business Line writes that consumers are worried with the growing trend of mixing lab-grown diamonds with natural stones in jewellery. The paper writes, it sparkles, but not like the real diamond. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to dedicate to the nation successful implementation of 3 new criminal laws in Chandigarh today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions in New Delhi this morning. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls for national security filters for economic decisions, including those relating to investment. India records 45% surge in FDI to $29.79 billion from April to September this year. Khelo India identifies 2,781 athletes across 21 sports and provides them essential support, says Union Minister Mansukh Mandavia. And India to take on Malaysia in semi-final of Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.